they wanted to make sure they fitted me with the right thing. And so they brought out several different arch supports and gave me the opportunity to try them in shoes and walk around with them until they found the perfect ones for my feet. I had no idea that they would be that patient, and I had no idea they would be that kind. And you just knew, like, your feet, just when they got on the right ones, they were like, oh, yeah. And it really did make a big difference. It made my foot not hurt. I'm Teresa, and that's my good feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet Store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
Here we go on a nice little Tuesday episode. So good to have you guys along for the ride. Timmy Hall right here, and no Beamer today. If you were listening to Common Man and T-Bone on the little crossover segment, you know this already, but in... for his second straight night, my friend and yours, Matty J. Ice.
First of all, good to be back with you, CB, my guy, you too. Where did the J come from? Where did you, did you just grant me a middle name that I had no idea that I had? Because I'm A over here.
I took a guess.
You took a guess, okay.
And I was wrong. You know, sometimes
I'm an A.
Sometimes I forget your last name because I've been going with the Ice for so long.
It's so funny, Tim, because my friends that I've grown up with, they call me by my last name. So it's rare when I'm around them to hear them say Matt. They've probably said it a total of 10 times. In our 15-year relationship as friends, I just go by Hayes to them.
Hayes is a good name. That's a good last name for your buddies to be able to address you by the last name. It never really rung for me because you can't really say Hall. Hall. It just not phonetically. It just doesn't.
It's not as smooth.
Sound right.
I got
just you. Yelling so Hall.
You've like, been
no.
You've like, been
what are
Timmy
you doing?
For the longest. I have to imagine. Like that's your kind of faux nickname, if you will.
They didn't really
Timmy
start calling me that until I came here.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You never got Timmy before here.
I used to get Timothy a lot from
that's
the family members.
Okay, I was going to say it just from friends.
And
that's,
it would be more
heavy.
It would be more in an endearing term. It wouldn't be like I was never really in trouble. I was just such a, as you can imagine, I was just such a great kid growing up. Never got into any trouble.
Yeah, I knew when I heard from my parents the full name with the middle name, it was on and popping in a bad way for me. Like that's when I was in trouble.
Oh, if you get the full name
or
with
just the
middle.
Straight up middle name. Just the straight up middle name.
Oh, just the middle name.
That's when I knew it was about to get hot and heavy.
I think I've ever been addressed by just the middle name. But yeah, you get that full going, the first name, middle name, last name.
Yeah, that's not what you wanted to hear as a youngin'. That's when you know like you're up in the room, no TV, none of that stuff, like when they pull out the full name.
Care to share the middle name or are you keeping that a secret?
That's a secret.
That's a secret.
That's in-house. That's in the Hayes household.
Oh, Matthew A. Hayes. Like just try to say it with a smile and with a pleasant voice. Oh, Timothy B. Hall. Oh, why don't you come over here for just a quick second?
It doesn't work that
way.
Got
to talk to you
for a
minute.
It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
Right. No, it didn't come out that way. So, got a couple of things with the Cowboys here. We have a chance to sprinkle in with all the time we still have. I can say all the time we still have, even though the time is going to fly by. You know how I operate with that with Buckeye football season coming up.
Oh, yeah, man.
But we talked a little Michael Thomas. We got some contract situations with some of our favorite Buckeyes in the pros. We went over a little Dwayne Haskins, Terry, and Paris because that's interesting to
relevant
see how the rookies
right now,
do because they were so fresh. But even these big-name guys, Zeke and Michael, stuff going on with Zeke and the Cowboys right now, Matty.
Absolutely. And I think before we get to the most recent update with Zeke, like let's go back to the Jerry Jones comments. And look,
You don't have to have a rushing champion.
That to me, Tim, was a definitive line in the sand. That was the, you know what? We've got some other good players. We've got a really good team right now. I'm going to acknowledge that Zeke, you're a really good player, but also Jerry, I think, drew this line in the sand, Tim, because he's thinking in his mind, this is a guy, talking about Zeke now, who I've helped out so much as far as just with the commissioner, just all this stuff to where he could soften the blow a little bit for Zeke. I'm sure Jerry Jones has done everything that he could to do that. There's history of Jerry Jones taking care of his star players, right, that have some incidents off the field. There's history to that. So now I think Jerry is really chapped about this situation because he's looking at Zeke like, look, dude, I've done so much for you right now, and you're the piece that I know can win us a Super Bowl, but I have to come out and still be the owner of the Cowboys and still represent the team and be what, and, you know, do what's best for the team. So that comment to me let me know that it's about to be on. As far as from Zeke's camp and the Cowboys, they, I don't know how quickly they can find a happy middle ground here, because Zeke's looking at the Todd Gurley contract and he's saying that's what I want and north of that. So that was a big time deal in my mind when I saw Jerry come out and say that, because we know how much Jerry likes Zeke, and for him to do this now publicly, I thought that was a pretty big deal.
And he did this in a one-on-one interview with CBS 11, which is, you know, local in Dallas. They're doing their training camp in a pretty cool place, Oxnard, California. I think even back when Bobby was with the team, they had started doing the training camps out there. I wonder how long that goes back. But it was a happy-go-lucky interview. Like, everything's good. Everything right. seems cool. And the guy was asking him about, you know, the comparisons between Zeke and Emmitt Smith. As what they've done as running back so far. And yeah, like off the start, Zeke is Hall of Fame bound. Absolutely. Yep. And he quickly went to pointing out how Emmitt Smith was the first running back to win a rushing title and a Super Bowl, both one and the same, in 1993. And then he goes, the point there is, you don't have to have a rushing champion to win a Super Bowl. Emmitt was the first one to do it.
I disagree with him, because I think the way this Dallas team is built, I think Zeke is what makes everything go on offense for sure.
You disagree with him for the Cowboys.
Here's why I disagree. Because
clearly,
teams don't need to have
rushing champs to win Super Bowls, because there's only been two that have ever done it.
An elite quarterback, then you don't have to have a guy like
Correct.
Zeke. But they don't have that in Dallas.
No.
And that's why I think he has some really good levers, because Zeke, two of the last 3 years, has led the league in rushing. The only time he didn't do it is when CB's boys Kareem Hunt took care of that.
Basically, what you're saying is he's speaking facts. I mean, I think Terrell Davis was the only other one to be with a team that won a Super Bowl, and he led the league in rushing. But situations are different for every football team.
Absolutely.
You hit it on the nose. If you are elite in all these other places, you've spent your money well, you maybe hit a couple of home runs on edge rushers.
Right.
Look how Look how the Denver Broncos just beat the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Right. And I just look at all the elite quarterbacks.
No, the Panthers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
The Seahawks destroyed them. My bad. They beat the Panthers, and they did it with defense. And Peyton Manning, forget the running game.
They housed
Peyton Manning wasn't even a serious, you know, situation there. It was the defense that did it.
And you remember going back to that game, it was right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, the Seahawks were all over them. So you're right. I mean, I just think it's different storylines for every single team. And when you have a guy like Zeke, who you said is, I think for sure, I'm with you, man, is definitely on that Hall of Fame trajectory right now. I just, man, when you, and especially the running backs, they have to cash in right now. He has to cash in, because, Tim, you know this, like when you get to 28, 29, you're viewed as kind of damaged goods in the NFL, especially at that position. So now Zeke, he has to dig in, and I feel him on this, because he's absolutely, arguably the best running back in the game, and he looked at a guy in Todd Gurley, who is in that conversation as well, get a nice chunk of change. So now it's time for Zeke to do that, but in the front office's perspective, they're looking at this saying, man, we got to pay Dak. We got to pay all these other guys on defense, too. What do we do? And also, the thing that they really have, Tim, in their back pocket is the two franchise tags. Because remember, Zeke's contract, he's still under 2 years of team control. So they've got 2 years, and then they can tag him for two. That's 4 years of team control. I think this is going to get a little nasty, Tim. I really do.
How's the – God, I should know this, since the Lay Bell situation was so fresh. How does it work if he copies Le'Veon Bell with the team control?
I'm sure he'll be fined. I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sure he'd have to be fined for missing games.
Does he make his way through one of those years, though, of team control if he never actually reports? Because he is under contract.
That's what I'm saying. So you're still part of the team, right?
It's a clear difference, right, than what Le'Veon Bell was, because he was at the end of the road and would not sign the contract. What do you got, CB?
So I think the rule is, especially because he's not in a fifth-year option thing in his first contract, is that because he's in his fourth year, he has to report by the 30-day mark heading up to the first weekend. If not, he doesn't get the accrued season.
the accrued season.
Yes, correct. Okay.
So he will not.
So I think August 6th.
It will be a stalemate. I figured it would be because he's different than Le'Veon Bell in that he was done and he just said, screw you. I'm not signing that contract. I'm not doing the franchise tag.
Right.
And you know that Zeke is not going to want to mess around with that as well. It's just going to be another line in the sand when we get to that point. If they don't, you know, play ball with him now. But it seems like they're going to have to here at some point if this gets ugly enough.
Maybe, right? And I'm with you. I think that they're definitely going to fold or cave eventually just because he's that important to that team. But I also look at this, Tim, and I say, like, you remember DeMarco Murray? They drafted him. What did they do? Carries galore. And as soon as Zeke was available, see you, DeMarco Murray, you're out of here. Now, I think Zeke's a much better player than what DeMarco Murray was, but if we go back to that situation with DeMarco Murray, he was balling, man. He was absolutely balling with Dallas. So there's precedent for this franchise to go down this road with their running backs. And also, going back to DeMarco Murray, he didn't have the off-the-field stuff that Zeke has. So all that stuff that Zeke has that's weighing him down as far as getting the contract right now is going to work against him, but he and his agent are going to sit across the table and say, you want to win a Super Bowl. Without that, it ain't happening. And I'm in their camp as far as the football stuff when it comes to Zeke.
I said earlier on that it's tough, man, because he is grossly outperforming his contract.
No question.
You've got people out there saying, though, you signed up for something, you better honor it, you better show up. I think that, in this case, is a bunch of bull. And I think everyone else, wherever they're working, if they just start grossly outperforming other people in their office, making more sales, bringing in more money, whatever that is, whether you're in a ratings industry or what, like, you would think that you deserve a little bit more.
No question.
And it is to look at some of the other running backs that have bigger deals and higher yearly salaries than Zeke. I mean, we just said it. Like, this guy is, at the beginning of his career, performing at a Hall of Fame level.
Yep.
He has led the league in rushing 2 out of 3 years. It has nothing really to do, for me, with the suspension last year. This is about his performance. And I will be as critical as anyone about what Zeke has been off the field.
Right.
I don't like it. But as far as what he is doing as a football player, you would think if you're the Cowboys, there's a price tag that comes along with it.
There is a price tag that comes along with it. And that's why I think when you talk about the running backs in the league right now, there's also evidence to where you can get 80% of what Zeke can do from a guy that you can get in the third or fourth round. Now, that is not going to work all the time. I get that. Because the Zekes, the Gurleys, the Le'Veons, those guys are different dudes. But I just think, because I honestly look at both sides of this team, and I think both sides have a strong case. Are you with me on that? Like, do you feel like, I think Zeke and his agent, they have a lot of leverage from the football perspective. And I also think the Cowboys are going to say, we got to pay Dak 30 plus million possibly. All these other guys on defense, Byron Jones, Lawrence, they just gave 100 million too. Zeke, we can't give you north of Todd Gurley's money because the team will collapse. So that's why, if Zeke's really going to dig in.
Middle ground possibly. You know, that's one thing you can explore by saying, hey, you know, most guys don't usually get to talk about this until they have fulfilled their rookie deals. We can even point to some great running backs off the start of their careers that haven't been able to have that yet.
Right.
But what we can do is give you a bridge deal to get to when we'll restructure again.
Right. I like that. I want to go back to Jerry because I think he's a little salty at Zeke, and I think rightfully so. And I think rightfully so, because he's gone to bat for this dude. He has gone to bat for this dude publicly against the commissioner. I mean, think about that. He went to bat for Zeke against the commissioner.
Right.
And now he's saying, come on, man. Like, I've been doing all this for you, and now we can't even get you to camp to even do the contract negotiations face-to-face. You're in Cabo, which I don't care about. But that's what's happening. So, I mean, look, Jerry Jones is a prideful dude. This is a dude that fired Jimmy Johnson after winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
And no, I do. I wonder how just the relationship is with all of the stuff that Zeke has given them headaches about, not to mention the thing that he started his NFL career with. But then on top of that, it's just always something.
Yep.
And when you've built all that up, simply going to Cabo is not a good look. It's just not. Like, when you've got this business aspect of it, be home, be ready, be prepared so you can talk shop. If you've got to do your holdout because that's the business side of it, then be my guest, but make sure that you are around so you can get this thing done. And at least put forth, you know, the good faith that you're ready to go right back to the organization and get this thing going. That's all I'm saying about it.
I don't care about him being in Cabo right now. He could be down there getting his work in. You know what I'm saying? I just think that this face-to-face stuff could go in his favor if you sit down with Jerry. Right?
Well, instead
of, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a dicey situation on both sides.
Maddie will have another thing about Zeke a little bit later on in the show.
Yep.
Something that popped up that was more TMZ-esque, which you say, oh boy, here we go again when you hear that sort of stuff. We did just get into this huge pre-show discussion about the state of the Buckeye defense, the bullet, Sean Wade, Jordan Fuller. What's it going to look like facing different kinds of offenses? We go a couple rounds on how humongous these changes are to improving in that area next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
On air, online, on the app. New methods of consumption, same great radio taste. Take us with you everywhere. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with our award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kulik and Wingo.
I cannot wait for everything that's going to be basketball in the city of L.A.
You have two teams that legitimately have a great shot.
Kulik and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
You
You work hard. You know what it takes to succeed. Now it's time to launch your own business. Visit expressfranchising.com today. Express Employment Professionals will give you $25,000 to open your franchise. We're the number one staffing franchise in a multi-billion dollar industry. Mature Express offices average $6.4 million in annual sales. Take the $25,000 and run. Your own business. Get to know Express. Act now. Visit expressfranchising.com.
You don't have to look far to find something extraordinary at the Ohio State Fair. Reach new heights at the top of a giant yellow slide. Have a deep conversation with a 14-foot-tall Smokey Bear. Witness a daredevil being shot out of a real-life cannon. Take a bite out of a deep-fried treat or try your hand at milking a cow. Find your extraordinary at the Ohio State Fair, July 24th through August 4th. Plan your day, get tickets, search fair food and more at ohiostatefair.com.
Your child's teeth and gums need the right nutrition and care to grow strong and stay healthy. A back-to-school dental appointment can diagnose any potential problems and improve your child's oral health. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state, are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and obtain superior ongoing education and training. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and American Dental Association so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Failed student play-by-play voices? Check. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
We were watching something just a minute ago in the break. Things always seem to circle back and connect to the Buckeyes somehow. We have NFL Network up there. While we were breaking down Zeke, the Zeke story is flashing up there about, you know, being in Cabo and working out while he's not at Dallas Cowboys camp. And then a little thing flashed up there that said LJ Collier, first round draft pick for the Seattle Seahawks, suffers a high ankle sprain in practice. And it says that he's from TCU. and we both go,
what?
Who? And I said, LJ Collier.
I said, CB, do you remember us talking a lot about an LJ Collier leading up to that week? Like, we remember Robinson, obviously, and Rhaegar and all these other guys that we talked a ton about, and rightfully so.
But Turpin, right?
Yeah, for sure. Turpin.
Ben Banigou was the defensive guy, the D-end, right? And then, I think he's in the league, too. Probably didn't get drafted as high as LJ Collier, though.
But this LJ Collier guy, I was just like, I don't remember this dude at all. Like, at all. So, first-round draft pick, good for him. He must have cranked it up immediately after that game, but that was surprising to me today. It really was surprising because for some reason I just don't remember gassing this guy up.
And no.
If we
looked at the box, he had one assist of a tackle. That's all he had in the Ohio State game. Number 91, LJ Collier.
Crazy. Yeah.
I just cut up the Buckeye replay of him too. That first one of the season that we did a few weeks ago. And I don't remember
him popping up at all.
I didn't listen to the entire 4-hour broadcast. Right. I listened to big chunks of it.
Yeah.
Put out like the highlights and all that. And he certainly didn't have any of the highlights in that one.
Speaking of big chunks, that brings back nightmares defensively.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. That was an interesting game for sure.
That was the game where I was like, you know what? This may not be a good year defensively because it was just the amount of chunk plays that they gave up.
Well, you gave up the Darius Anderson 93-yard run, and longest in Buckeye history given up from scrimmage. They do it again weeks later against Penn State with another 93-yard touchdown.
Big play after big play all year. Like, that's just what it was. Yeah. And just going back to that TCU game, we were looking at the box score, and you look at some of these, like the longs for their receivers, Tim, and you got 42, 51, 34, 28. Like, those are crippling plays right there in a football game, especially when you get north of 30. That stuff stings you as a defense.
The problem was, and I think what sort of kept things at bay, is you had a couple of big-time plays made by our defense.
Yep.
And maybe some of those were more unforced error variety by TCU.
That's a couple Draymond,
picks,
right?
For Sean Robinson.
Is that Draymond, intercepting that option
had
pass?
Had the pick six.
Yeah.
Yep. You had some big plays. You had the Bosa sack fumble touchdown.
That absolutely happened.
Some huge plays.
Yep.
I mean, when you score a couple times on defense, I mean, a lot of programs are looking for that a couple times in a season, right?
Right.
So you get that done. But when you looked deeper at how Sean Robinson, who was not really good, he had to switch schools because he wasn't going to keep the job. He was over 300 yards in that game, but he had a couple of picks. And it's like you said, Darius Anderson was 12 for a buck 54. They had a few other guys carry the ball to mount for another 50 yards. So about 200 yards rushing, 308 passing. You gave up 500 yards down there in Texas.
Yep.
And you hit it on the nose. It kind of was quiet, but it really spoke to what the defense became. And that's what got us talking earlier today.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good guest coming on really soon here, by the way. So do not go anywhere, because we'll get really X's and O's with this, because
yeah,
we felt we had to get someone on with the way we were discussing things before the show.
Right.
So Kyle Jones of 11 Warriors, he is going to be on in the very next segment.
You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Right.
But we are fascinated by, look, they gave up 100 more yards per game than the previous season.
Yeah.
Last year's defense gave up 100 more yards per game than the season before. What did we look it up? Went from like ninth to 72nd?
Yeah, 72nd was the number, yeah.
Incredible, right?
Absolutely
and
incredible.
And so you're going to tinker and shift some things around with this defense here, with Halfley, with Madison, with all the new assistant coaches. I know Ryan Day is really in on it. You have got to figure out a way to, and I saw it phrased somewhere, I think it was at the Big Ten Media Days, did you see it? It's somewhere in between a bend and don't break and a playmaking defense.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle there, you're going to sort of shift in and out of different types of things that you'll show.
What's going to be critical for me to eliminate another year of these big chunk plays happening, obviously with all the new coaches, with Halfley and all those guys and Madison involved, there's going to be obviously some different schemes going on. But
yeah,
when you, the pass rush up front will always help the back guys. It will always help the back guys that the guys are getting home on coverage plays where we saw last year, just the secondary getting gashed. Like without a Nick Bosa last year, you saw quarterbacks have more time. And I think this season, I'm confident in the DBs that they have, but I'm just saying if that's a worry for some people, I would, you know, put your focus to the front end and say Chase Young, you know, B.B. Landers, Jonathan Cooper, Tyreek Smith, all these other guys, if they get home, that will help out the back end. Now, the back end is where we had a really good discussion, but I was just thinking just now that can help some of that.
But what you're saying there, like that makes a lot of sense talking about how the team got gashed so often. And then you hear that phrase, bend, don't break.
Right.
We're not talking about giving up. But that's also not the same thing in their minds as giving up 550 yards per game,
right,
but holding a team to under 30 points. It's situational.
Yep.
It's going to ebb and flow throughout a game based on what kind of looks you're seeing from the offense, where you heard them, they're not just going to be press man all the time and have the linebackers way up at the line of scrimmage. So you can slip a gap, or you know, you can catch, you get blocked, you can't get off one block or something, and then there's 15 yards of daylight right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be here and there with this defense. Jeff Halfley likes man, but he also likes giving guys to play off the ball a little bit and play some zone and let them read the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And then maybe jump around while they still have the benefit of a safety behind them in case they screw it up. So, again, you're not giving up the 78-yard touchdown if you do it.
And you talk about that kind of scheme, and with Shiano and Kerry Combs and those previous coaches, it was a ton of man. And, look, you had the corners to do that. You absolutely had the NFL-caliber corners year after year to do that. And now we're kind of hitting this reset button where we think Jeffrey Okuda is going to be a really good player. And I think nationally a lot of, you know, people think that as well. I don't know right now if we have that sure Denzel Ward. We know, hey, he's just going to wipe out the number one receiver corner. Okuda may be that.
You know, I know his role is probably going to be a little bit different right now because we got Damon, we got Jeffrey Okuda, but I think Sean Wade is just a nut.
You think he's going to have a big year?
We'll ask Kyle about the bullet and all that because we're really intrigued with how that's going to, how much are you going to see of it? But I need Sean Wade. However he's out there, he's got to be on the football field for me. So whatever's happening with this bullet, and that's a safety linebacker hybrid, if Sean Wade's got to be the other safety that's out there next to Jordan Fuller, like all the time I'm talking about. I think he is just a stud. He flashed some brilliance last year, and he can go and make plays, and he can hit.
You talked about flashing brilliance, Brendan White, Sean Wade. Both, we saw that last year, right?
Both did.
Where both those guys,
I like
thinking,
Wade a little bit more, but that's just me personally.
That's your personal thing, but I think both those guys, right, we're expecting them to step up. Now, in what capacity? We don't know, because I think offenses are going to dictate how they call the defense. But I think both those guys, man, are going to be in a nice role this year.
All right, Maddie, that's good stuff. Maddie Ice in for Beamer. So for more of the technical help on this, we're going to bring in, like I said, the X's and O's guy, really good football mind, Kyle Jones, 11 Warriors, on what he is seeing before any of us really see it. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Random movie quotes.
You are one pathetic loser.
With some sports mixed in.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to. Because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support, and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store, and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
It's Amanda with Logan AC and Heat Services. Stay cool this summer with our inventory sale going on now. Take 50% off a Trane air conditioner when you purchase a furnace. And we've got financing options too, including 0% APR for 60 months. Estimates are free and installation only takes one day. So find us on Google to book your appointment now. We're the home of fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
No matter what sport you play or what your workout routine is, we all want more.
We all want better.
So why not demand more from your water?
Body Armor Sport Water is the water made for athletes. With a performance pH of 8+, a proprietary sports electrolyte formula, and a wide mouth bottle for faster, superior hydration. Body Armor Sport Water, available at your local Kroger. Download the Kroger app today for the 5x hot digital offer on 1 liter sport water.
It's never too early to play in your fantasy football league. Join the Fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products. Hey, I'm Bobby Carpenter. Pella has the right styles to fit your home and your budget. They offer the number one rated wood window and patio doors, plus durable vinyl windows and low maintenance fiberglass windows. And right now, take advantage of 48 months, no interest financing, or take $125 off select windows. Save 25% off entry doors and patio doors as well. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
You want to sit in your cubicle for an hour and pretend to be happy? Come on! Swivel your sad excuse for a swivel chair over to B-Dubs and enjoy a real happy hour. Get deals like $2 Bud Light and Coors Light drafts, $3 select premium shots, $5 loaded nachos, and all the games you can watch. So get here and get happy. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours and availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Sunshine, open roads, and fun. It's Toyota Joyride season. Now through July 31st, get a low-mileage lease and the adventurous all-new 2019 RAV4 LE for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax title and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. That's just $199 a month for a RAV4. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
And we are back here on the Buckeye Show. No Beamer tonight, but it's all good. I got my buddy Maddie Ice filling in for him. And, you know, stemming off of that discussion that we just had 5 minutes ago, we had to go a step further and bring in a guy we really like. He's with 11 Warriors, our friends over there. Kyle Jones, who has these great articles called Film Study for you X's and O's geeks out there. One of the fun things, Matty, right, is looking at the chess game of football. So Kyle can help us out with that. And thank you so much for jumping on, man. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Kyle, how's it going, dude?
It's going well. Ready to talk some ball.
So we are fascinated by the changes that are going to happen on defense, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great infusion of new ideas. I think as the game's changed around, not just the program, but the game in general, I think it was time to inject a different approach into the way Ohio State was playing defense.
I mean, it's easy to see why, because we just looked at this before we talked to you. It was a huge drop-off last year in the defensive production. It was actually worse than I thought. They dropped down to 72nd in the country in total defense. The year before, they were ninth at just around 300 yards given up per game. And then it was 100 yards worse, so you had to do something. I'm wondering from you, Kyle, how much of what's going to change on defense is because of who they have coming in with Greg Madison and Jeff Hafley?
Oh, I think that's the entire story. I think, to be fair to Greg Schiano, though, if you ask any football coach, they'll tell you what makes you look like a really good coach, and they'll tell you the players. And when Greg Schiano came to Ohio State a few years ago, he looked around that secondary and said, well, I've got three NFL first-round corners in Conley, Lattimore, and Denzel Ward. And then he's got, you know, what coaches will call an eraser in Malik Hooker playing free safety. And he didn't need to overthink that. He had studs up front of the D-line. He had studs in the secondary. So when you've got that much talent at your disposal, there's no reason to complicate it with scheme. Go out and play ball and bet on your 11 against the other 11. And, you know, that worked out great for the first couple of years. And then as time goes on, all of a sudden you start losing talent in the NFL, and then you start losing talent like Nick Bosa, maybe the best player in the country last year, goes down after 2.5 games. That's going to affect how good you and smart you look as a defensive coach when your best player is out there. So that all said, though, I think now with Jeff Hafley and Greg Madison, they're probably coming in and thinking it. And I know they're coming in and thinking about it in a way of how do we take a little bit of that pressure off of just relying on studs to be studs. There is five-star talent everywhere. The recruiting guys will tell you that. I recognize that. And you have guys like Chase Young who may be primed for a breakout year, but now it's not on as much on can Chase Young go make plays every time out, or can there be a lockdown, shutdown corner who's going to be a top 10 pick, but rather how do we create a structure in which we can take guys in and out and really maximize the strength of all 11 guys versus just the top four or five.
Speaking of creation, now we know that this new bullet position is going to be inserted into this defense, and you mentioned Al Washington and Madison coming down from Michigan. Just from what you've looked at on film, I don't know if you dipped into what Michigan used to do and whether or not that's going to be a Peppers type of role here, but from everything that you've looked at and, you know, gathered together about this bullet position, what are you expecting that role to look like? Is that our offense is going to dictate how that role is going to, you know, be played? What do you think of that?
So, yes, I think that's a great point. Offenses do dictate it, but I think that's on purpose. And that's why you look for a guy like Peppers was up in Michigan and Kalik Hudson, guys that can do a lot of everything. They're maybe not perfect inside linebackers or perfect corners or perfect free safeties. And I know there's a lot of people who think, well, Peppers stunk and this and that. I'm not here to argue about that. But guys like that have talent, and they've got a number – they're sound at a number of skills. And probably the best – scenario without getting into the Ohio State Michigan side of it is look at what Teron Mathis has done his whole career. Is he's a guy who can one play go line up in man coverage on a slot, the next play he's going to blow up a screen pass, the next play he's going to blitz off the edge, the next play he's going to make a tackle just a, you know, for a 2 yard run, and then the next play he's going to be playing center field safety. And that's really what this bullet position is meant to do. It's meant to be a guy that's really put him in wherever and just go be a football player.
Yeah.
And that's what they're looking for out of this.
And we're just talking about just certain offenses. I'm really fascinated by this bullet position. And Timmy and I were talking, getting ready for the show earlier today, just about when you run into Jonathan Taylor and those hogs up front, how does that look with a guy like Brendan White? Does another DB come on to the field? Do you insert another linebacker? What do you do when you face a team like Wisconsin opposed to, let's say, if we went down to Clemson with Lawrence and those receivers? How does that look in your eyes?
Well, I think that's not necessarily going to make a big difference in terms of the play. What I think is going to make the biggest difference is really play down by down and scenario by scenario. But what I mean by that is on first and 10, we saw this in the spring game, and this is what Madison did up in Michigan for a while, is on first and 10, I actually don't expect Brendan White to be in the game. I don't really think he's going to be on the field. I think you're going to see a look where Ohio State's got four down linemen, three linebackers, three traditional linebackers, whoever those might be is up for discussion, but three traditional linebackers, two outside corners, a deep free safety in the middle of the field, and I actually think Sean Wade's probably going to be starting the game as the second safety. But and the reason I say that is they're going to play a lot of one high, single high, single deep coverages where Sean Wade's probably playing man-to-man coverage on the slot corner. And I know why would you do that? He's not good against the run. But the whole point is you've still got seven guys in that box. You've got four down linemen, three linebackers, and then you've got three guys on the edges that can go cover. And then as you get into second and long, third and long, then you're going to see Sean Wade drop into a deeper safety role, and then Brendan White comes in place of one of those linebackers. So now you go to a more of a 4-2-5, if you will, with White as that hybrid player, playing on the edges, playing in kind of a flat area. And really, honestly, when you think about it, what that skill set looks like is, and it's everything that's old is new again, it's really that old school Steve Atwater box strong safety who's really willing to come pitch you. Known for being a great cover guy. He could, he's willing to play out in space. He's more athletic than a typical inside linebacker, but he's really just an eighth line, an extra linebacker. And that's what this role is going to be. So I think fans are going to be, they're waiting for Brendan White to be this all American player. And right. The reality is he might not even be on the field on first and 10. And so against the Wisconsin, maybe they're in that one high, 4-3 look a little bit longer versus against a Purdue where they're going 4-5 wide pretty early. They might start in that 4-2-5 look. So it's really a multiple scheme, which Jeff Hathley's talked about a ton. That's what they want to do. They don't want to be tied to one set of personnel, one playing style. They want to be able to adapt and say, we know this is what the opponent's going to do. We've got an answer.
Maddie, I've been smiling through Kyle's entire answer. Kyle Jones from Film Study, 11 Warriors, talking with us here on the Buckeye Show. Brian and Heating, Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. The Sean Wade factor. Sean Wade. I've been talking this guy up all day, like fighting the fight. I think this dude is a superstar. I think he could be an outside corner. I think we saw him flash last year with the playmaking ability, his ability to come up and put his head right on the football and force fumbles like he did in the game. Is this guy, to you, one of the best football players we got on the team this year?
That depends. We're going to have to see how he does against the run. And the longer he gets on the field and the more that, as the early season, if we have Sean Wade playing on first and second down versus just passing situations, teams might not know what to do. But coaches adapt, they watch film, they look for wrinkles, they look for weaknesses, and they take advantage of it. And if you look at the way coaches schemed against Ohio State's defense last year, as the season went along, it actually got worse and worse and worse, and people started really attacking those little weaknesses. And it really depends on what's that weakness going to be with Sean Wade. Is he going to be able to be stout against the run where, hey, you know what, we know he's basically playing, as a slot corner right now. How can we make him be physical? Can we throw a bunch of wide receiver screens his way so that he's got to shed a block and go make a play, maybe even against a running back catching a swing pass? And that's really going to be, the key factor. Can he cover? Sure, absolutely. Is he going to be a lockdown number one corner on the out, like Denzel Ward? Probably not. But can he make plays? Of course. And I think that's why you saw him get those looks. That all said, who knows what that first 11 is going to be once they line up in August 31st against Florida Atlantic. That could be Brendan Wade playing that position, or Brendan White, I'm sorry. But that's where I think Sean Wade was probably looked over. He got picked on a little bit last year, but I think that was more he was put in some situations that he really didn't have a chance to win. There's not a whole lot of guys out there that can cover Rondale Moore one-on-one in the slot, and I don't really blame him for that necessarily. So I think he does have his best football ahead of him, absolutely.
Kyle, it's informative as always. We loved it. I'll tell both you guys and everyone right here, we're not going to be able to stop talking about that guy this year on the Buckeye defense. We won't. Sean Wade, mark my words.
Your guy
big,
now.
Big, huge year for this guy. Kyle, always a pleasure, man. Everybody check out his stuff at 11 Warriors. Loved it. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, Maddie, I just love him. I don't know what else to, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, you're really excited about Sean Wade, and I think this year, man, he's definitely going to have a real opportunity to get it done, because I think he's definitely going to be in the mix, whether, you know, it's a lot of, you know, the bullet position, whether he's playing corner, safety. He is a valuable guy because he can do different things.
And that's what Kyle's saying there, breaking him down. It depends. Like, he's taking the wait-and-see approach to see him go out there and do it. I just feel this guy's got versatility, and no matter what they're doing, I need him on the football field, because yeah, every player is going to give up some plays, even right. The greatest ones. Yep. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
But as far as the run-stopping ability, I know it's in him. Like, I know he's got it, because I can watch film and I can find a fantastic play. I mean, not just a regular good play.
Yeah.
I can find a fantastic play mm-hmm. in every game that he played in last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. It's there to see whether it's closing speed,
right.
breaking down and hitting a guy. The play he had in the Michigan game where he Huge. Forced the fumble. Yeah. And it's just, there's some incredible stuff there. And I know he's got the physicality to go with,
mm-hmm.
you know, covering some guys in pass defense.
It's so big, and I think the versatility has to make the coaching staff really happy over there, because they've got two guys, in my opinion, and Brendan White and now Sean Wade, that can help them out, you know, as a staff and moving pieces around. Because, like, we talk about those two guys, but what's really going to shore up the secondary is Okuda. If he goes out every week and handles his island, then we really can start doing fun things with the defense.
No doubt. And it's nothing. I love Jeffrey Okuda too. I consider him. He's a linchpin of the defense at this point right now. So we're going to keep this analysis of the Buckeye defense going today by highlighting one dude in particular, his importance, what we expect from him. We said Jeffrey Okuda, but how about Damon Arnette? We'll get to him next. It's the Buckeye Show. Matty Ice is in with me on The Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
You hate cancer? We hate cancer. You're fighting for a cure? We're fighting for a cure. This is Pelotonia. In the first 10 years, the Pelotonia community raised over $184 million. All of it for cancer research. Every single penny. It's your turn to make an impact. Visit Pelotonia.org to donate and find out how you can join us today. Together, we are unstoppable.
Supporting the licensed merchandise helps provide financial scholarship and helps support the academic mission.
The library receives support every time someone buys merchandise.
Buckeye-Thon, like a lot of other student organizations, is supported by buying officially licensed Ohio State merchandise.
My alumni association is supported through the sale of officially licensed merchandise.
My team benefits from the official sales, and that's why we buy Buckeye.
That's why I buy Buckeye.
And that's why I buy Buckeye.
Visit shop.ohiostatebuckeyes.com.
Buckeye Nation, for the first time ever, 3- and 4-game mini plans are available this football season. Enjoy ultimate flexibility, featuring unique seat locations each game. Football packages include Big Ten and interstate opponents. Be here for the action. Be here for the excitement. Be here at Ohio Stadium and experience football game day this season. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com to purchase your football tickets today.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hot under the collar?
Call Care Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Walmart's tax-free and save.
Ohio, and save. August 2nd through August 4th is Walmart's tax-free spree.
Spree. And save.
No tax means even more savings.
Spree. And save.
Save on the latest school supplies like Elmer's 5-ounce metallic glue, just $3.97.
Spree. And save.
Fashion like women's dresses starting at $9.96.
Spree. And save.
And kids' jeans starting at $7.88.
Spree. And save.
So pay no taxes, Ohio. Shop Walmart's tax-free spree August 2nd through August 4th.
Spree. And save.
All for good in Ohio on eligible items.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner. A beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man. Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner? You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold. But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
So no matter where the day takes you, crack open a smooth, refreshing, six generations in the making Yuengling Golden Pilsner and make your day golden. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Matty Ice in for Beamer today. I'm Timmy Hall. You can check us out on Twitter at the Buckeye Show. Please follow us. Follow us to freedom. So I was cutting up the Michigan State game. That's going to be next on Buckeye Replay this Saturday, 5 to 7. I've been tasked with the special project. The big project. The special project.
Yep.
Got to go downtown to get it done. And there's nobody at that Michigan State game. How embarrassing is that for them? Like, what are we doing here? They were ranked 18th in the country.
Yeah.
When we played up at their place last year, you got the Buckeyes coming into town, and you have this giant gaping hole in their bleachers in the corner.
Crazy, because what you pointed out there is what's surprising to me, because – I mean, we watch all these games, and when Ohio State goes on the road, it's pretty much like a de facto home game for the most part. Like, Tim, I will never forget the game at Cal a couple years ago. Kenny Guyton has to start in that game. Remember?
I love the Kenny G game, and man. I love that game.
When they pan the crowd, I don't know why I always get surprised by this, but you talk about going all the way across the coast. Now, I know there's Buckeye fans everywhere and alumni and all that stuff, but like, they took over a West Coast stadium for a regular season game, not a bowl game, a regular season game. So, no, that is surprising that you go up to East Lansing and not see a full house with the Buckeyes coming through the tunnel.
It's just a big ticket team, you know? It's like you said, even if it's not going to be, you know, overwhelmingly Buckeye fans there, like you expect, like a lot of Buckeye fans did go to that game.
Right.
But you would at the very least expect that the home team would fill up all the rest.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a portion that want to sell them for more money
right.
to Buckeye fans.
Yeah.
They'll say, okay, I don't care about my team that much. If I could get, you know, $50 above face value or more for this, I'll do it. But that's interesting what you said about the Cal game. I wonder, because California being what it is, and there's Ohio State with one of the biggest alumni bases of any institution out there.
Period.
I wonder what percentage of the Buckeye fans actually traveled out there from Columbus.
Why I brought that up.
Was it 5,000 people? Was it 10,000 that were there?
You got to think.
Big stadium, right? Well, is that close to 100,000 seat stadium?
So at the Rose?
At Cal?
Or Cal. It's at the Rose, right?
No. They play in Berkeley.
In Berkeley? Okay.
They play in Berkeley. It's about as beautiful as the Rose Bowl, if you remember.
Yeah.
It was crazy good.
The backdrop was really nice.
Even on TV?
That's what I'm saying.
Good to watch.
Really nice. But
felt it.
It's funny because I have to imagine.
63. Only 63.
Okay.
Way
so,
off.
No, but that it looked to me like it was 70-30, 60-40. Like, I may be exaggerating, just I may not remember at the top of my head, but I remember being blown away by that aspect. And like, it's just, we see it all the time for the bowl games. That's not a shocker, but just a random, you know, regular season game with Kenny Guyton getting it done. Buckeye Nation showed up and showed out.
We're having a defense hour here. I had Kyle Jones on, probably already up there on our Twitter account that I just said at the Buckeye Show. Check that out. That's good stuff. He was actually on with a Feinbaum last week. Yeah. So that's he's a good dude to talk
Spreading
to.
Spreading his wings, man. Warriors. That's good stuff.
What about Damon Arnett?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is a guy, obviously, last crack at it, right? This season.
Absolutely.
Last crack at it, and he went out and talked to some NFL people, and, you know, he didn't probably like the vibe that he was getting. And I respect the heck out of that, because some guys, when you're around as long as Damon Arnett has been around, like the school aspect of things, I would have to imagine has to weigh on you, you know, year after year after year, because some guys, let's be real here, they come through Ohio State to get to the league. Like, that's why you come to these type of schools. But I think, obviously, this is a huge year for Damon Arnett, because I just think there's been some fans in Buckeye Nation that have seen him play inconsistently. But I think this is a guy now that, when you're around as much as Damon Arnett's been around, man, you've seen so many different things. There's nothing that's going to surprise him. You just hope this year we iron out all the wrinkles and some of the weaknesses he may have. But I feel confident right now that he's going to have a solid season opposite, you know, Okuda and next to, you know, Wade and Brendan White and all those guys.
You know, I agree with what you're saying. A couple quick things on him. Like, you had some really good corners here.
Yes.
You had some really good corners here, except for, we didn't love what happened last year, Kendall Sheffield being the other one. Yeah. We could all see that Jeffrey Okuda was going to come in here, he's taking a job. Like, right. That was going to happen. We didn't love what went on. But I think Damon Arnett needs to be a leader of this defense. Yep. He's been here. He's got experience. I think he knows how to play the position now.
No question.
A bit better than no anyone question. Else out there. Is he the most talented? No. Does he have the biggest upside? No.
Yeah.
Has he earned his job? Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think so.
For sure.
But, I mean, I also know that I talked about Sean Wade so much. They might have another role for him in mind. That's mm-hmm. I know that. I just know I need to see him on the field somehow.
Right.
Keeping Damon Arnett on the field also at that outside corner spot might be the best plan for, you know, all season long.
Yeah.
Unless we start to see him get hammered back there, which right. I hope it doesn't go that way. But I just never remember Damon Arnett being a guy that I leave a game saying, wow.
And maybe that's a good thing because of the position that he
plays. You're right. You're right.
Maybe that's a good thing. But I think the point that you brought up is what I really like about the expectation level of years before, right? Because Garyon, Marshawn, Denzel, I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, he had to step up, and he was the guy remaining from that crop of cornerbacks, right? Like, he was the last guy of that run that we've seen here in Columbus of just first-round cornerback after first-round cornerback. He is now the last guy standing of that group. He has to... If this team wants to win a national championship, he's one of those guys I think is absolutely critical. Absolutely critical for this team if they aspire to win a national championship, what they obviously do.
Ryan Day listed him out by name. I think Colin Hosshill pointed this out in the summer press conference. There weren't a lot of dudes he was just naming out by name. You know, he talked about KJ Hill was one of them, some others, and he said Damon Arnett's got to show up in the pass game. Ryan Day said that.
And what's not surprising at all is both those guys are veteran guys.
Veteran players have to play good.
Yes.
The other thing that he was saying.
Yes.
How about Damon? I remember this too. It was a relatively quiet spring. He got into one of the fights. He got into one of the spring fights.
I think
he threw our guy CJ Saunders down, and then just all hell broke loose.
You need a little bit of that. I don't need guys throwing punches with helmets on.
Right, right.
But I think in camp you get a little edginess going. You're tired of seeing the same dudes twice a day, and you know, you get a little pushing and shoving going, not gonna hurt anybody.
Buckeye defense, man. It's got to be way better. I think they know what they're doing. I think they've got some ideas on how to make this an attribute to the football team.
You should feel really confident with the new coaches, right? You've respected Michigan's defense. Halfley comes from the NFL. You got some good minds.
All right, Maddie, what if you were able to go out into the world of college football, pick any five guys, add them onto the Buckeyes? Who are you taking? We're going to play that game for the offense. Next, it's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
Come on over.
good heartland.
On football Saturdays, we watch legends made on the field. But did you know that the agriculture field is Ohio's largest industry? With our dedicated team of agribusiness bankers, we stretch all across this great state. Farmers, consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registrations at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Since 1897, the Byers family has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. Over the years, we've gone from horses to horsepower. Still family-owned and operated, our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in town. Today, we have 8 locations, 16 new car brands, and over 3,000 vehicles to choose from. So new, used, certified, or service, Byers Auto has something for everybody. And you can find it all on one website. Visit ByersAuto.com.
Byers Auto, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Ring your bell, Columbus. Set sail for Huntington Park in 2019 and catch the exciting action of Columbus Clippers baseball all season long. Tickets start at just $7 for adults and $5 for kids or seniors. There's always something for the entire family. Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays and College ID Night with drink specials all game long. And Sundays are always Family Days with ticket package specials and Kids Run the Bases. Don't forget the famous Diamond Dog Night throughout the season. For promotional info or to purchase your Columbus Clippers tickets, visit ClippersBaseball.com. Clippers Baseball, this ship rocks.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu. You.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
A fan.
When they're not playing office basketball, they're doing this. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Hour number two of the Buckeye Show. Having another good night with my buddy, Matty Ice.
It's good to be here, Tim. I love doing this show, and it's funny, I forgot to bring this up to you today. I parked my car in the parking lot. CB's parked his car in the parking lot. We walk in together, and okay. What's in my guy's hand?
Oh, he's got some kind of Five Guys items. Or Raising yeah. Cane's. I didn't see this out of him today.
My man rolled in with a nice large glass of Cane's tea, and I said, well, did you get Cane's? And he said, no, I just wanted the tea, which was incredible. Like, we need to get this guy a sponsorship. It's got to happen. He's got to be their number one customer in the city.
Just going to Raising Cane's for the drink now.
That's where he's at.
Hey.
He loves it that much.
How far away are you from a Raising Cane's?
There's two within a 5-mile radius.
So pretty good. So you're in a good place. Because we don't have a very convenient one to work right here.
No.
Yeah, being on this side of town, I think the closest one would probably be like Grove City, maybe.
You can go to the one on Olin Tangi on campus.
Because I got my buddy a Raising Cane's gift card here recently just for doing a nice job on helping us with our Buckeye replay, not Buckeye replay, our Buckeye show. I'm doing too many other things
now. The best of shows.
The best of shows, yeah. But you're hosting too many different shows. Right. I'm getting, my
now,
wires
right,
are getting crossed.
You know how it
what,
is.
What is it again?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to host with, I think, 4 different hosts this week when it's all said and done.
Right, right.
So it was, you know, the best of the Buckeye show. And I went looking on the internet to find where I could get it the easiest, and there wasn't a convenient location. I tried going to the wall of gift cards over there, like the stores have.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have them. So I had to wait till I was back home, because I live pretty close to one out there in Hilliard. Gotcha. I hit up that spot a lot.
Yeah, there's not one too far from where I live. It's not as close as I would like CB's, because when I get that craving for Cane's, I got to have it. But no, my man, I respect the consistency. That's what I respect. And he's not backing off. He's going there just for the tea. That's where we're at, man.
It's great. That's fine.
No,
you know what, though? You know what? I'll say this. You don't have to have it down as like your favorite place, even in your top five. But if you don't like them, something's wrong with you. Like, if you would actively stay away, like, if you don't enjoy a fresh, delicious, hand-breaded chicken finger, something's wrong with you. Literally, something is wrong with you.
It is definitely in the category of one of the most famous all-American foods in our country. Like, that, it's burgers, pizza, chicken fingers, and steak.
Like a good one, you know? Forget the frozen stuff. Oh, like
no,
fresh, hand-breaded chicken finger. If you don't enjoy that while having it, then...
Especially with that sauce.
I don't know what to tell you.
With that sauce... Not sauce. That's that sauce at Cane's.
Boy, it's good stuff, man. You got to order extra. You get the toast, sub out the slaw.
Extra
even though that's
fries.
Good. Get the extra toast.
Man.
All right, man. So let's take a look around college football.
Yeah, let's do it.
Apologies in advance to any Buckeyes who might be listening in that feel slighted. This is just a game.
No, we're just adding on.
This is just a fantasy. Well, yeah, but the guys that we're going to add on, Maddie, they're going to steal jobs. That's what I'm talking about.
Very true.
You bring these guys in, they're not sitting on the bench. We're opening this thing up. This is open season. College football is there for us to just pluck and take from.
Am I kicking this off?
Why don't you go ahead and kick this thing off? We'll do some Five Guys, burgers, and fries.
We'll do some Five Guys, burgers, and fries.
That's what we're doing here.
I am going down to Tuscaloosa, and I've got to steal Jerry Jeudy from the Crimson Tide. It has to happen. This guy, to me, is the type of receiver you build in the lab, and you add him to this mix of receivers that we have here with the coaching of Brian Hartline and a Ryan Day offense. Jerry Jeudy would come up here and do some damage. Love watching that dude play. He's going to kill it again this year. So I'm adding Jerry Jeudy first.
You're going to go with Jerry Jeudy. See, I would have taken Jerry Jeudy as well. So why don't you give me Colorado's dude in Chenault Jr.? CB, I trust his judgment on Pac-12 football acumen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this dude was big in the Nebraska game, and then he was big all year. He had over 1,000 yards receiving. He's a big bodied dude. He is fast. He has got soft hands. He runs crisp routes. He is a fantastic player. I don't know if he's as good as Jeudy with like the human joystick capabilities that dude has.
Right.
And the if you're gonna bring in Jeudy, may we as well just bring Tua over?
No. Like, I'm good. I'm Fields. I'm good with Fields.
You're okay. All right. So now you're going to make me look like that guy.
No, that's just my take. I'm good with
I'd
Fields.
I'd be good with Justin Fields, too. But the rapport that those two guys have is something that is
legitimate.
Pretty brilliant.
Pretty scary if you're a defense.
What Tua and Jeudy have.
Tua's special. Like, I would take Tua as my quarterback, but I think we got one that's in that realm, or he has the ability to get in that realm eventually after a year or two of play. Number two for me, DeAndre Swift from Georgia.
Okay.
You put him behind J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah,
I
no
think
doubt.
DeAndre Swift, it's his time down there in Georgia. It's been a crowded backfield the last couple of years with Holyfield and all those dudes down there. So I think now DeAndre Swift for Georgia, he is going to ball. And, man, Kirby's smart. How quickly has he turned that thing around? Because remember, Mark Richt left that. Mark Richt was fine. He was fine. But that's not what their expectations were down there. And now Kirby's smart. He took all the little chemicals and mixed it up from Tuscaloosa and Nick Saban and all that, went right down to Georgia, and they're in the mix as one of the premier programs in college football right now.
I'm going to call an audible here. I was thinking about adding a running back as well because we love J.K. Dobbins, and J.K. is going to find himself on the top of a lot of people's lists for best players in college football going into the 2019 season. He is going to be just gigantic for what this – Buckeye offense is going to be out of the gates.
Yeah.
But as you know, like if you have two freak running backs, see, JK still gets to play. That's the good thing about this is whoever we're going to bring in. Jonathan Taylor, it's tough to go wrong with him, but I think I want the guy that was on the national championship team and Etienne and just how unbelievable he was. Just the scoring that this guy can do for you. I mean, the touchdowns were just leaking out of this guy last year.
And
he was so good.
This year, with how good Trevor Lawrence is and how scared secondaries are going to be of his arm and those receivers that they have at Clemson, he's going to be running into some real soft boxes.
Yeah.
So ETN is going to have a real chance to ball this year just because of his quarterback.
Well, you know, and that's the tough thing that we just were. Neither of us actually took a quarterback yet for this, if you're keeping track.
Yeah.
But as I said back there, like, why don't we just take Tua then? You know, why wouldn't we be thinking? Because I love their receivers, and they made some big time plays in that game too. No, at Clemson.
Clemson, yeah, yeah.
At Clemson. Who was the guy? Was
Ross,
it Ross?
Higgins. They got some dudes.
Ross was the guy that was making the freakish catches.
Out of his
right?
mind.
National championship game. It's like, why would you see that and not go with the Lawrence-Ross combo? I think Judy is just, he's the best one. He's the Biletnikoff winner. He's the best one that's out there. But Trevor Lawrence and Tua are so close. You know, like Tua, it's tough to like pick the favorite right there. I'd almost just do a coin flip.
See, I'll say this.
Trevor's got the height
but
Tua is such a good thrower of the football. He is beautiful at doing it.
I am a big Trevor Lawrence fan.
You like his hair more than anything else.
The hair is smooth. I'll give him that. But
he looks like an Avatar character.
If you told me I had to roll with for the rest of their careers, pick one, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. I am not the biggest Tua guy. Really good player. I just think there's something about his game I don't love, but he's going to get it done at the college level. The next level, I don't know. But with the way that they do things down there at Alabama right now, he's special, man. It's him. Like, he's the class of quarterbacks right now. Like, I know Herbert's out there and Fromm and all those guys will talk about them, but Tua is the dude this season in my eyes. And you add a guy like Jerry Jeudy and Najee Harris and all those dudes down there. And Bama, man, like, this is what they do. I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know. But when we talk about Tua and Trevor Lawrence moving forward, I'm a big Trevor Lawrence fan because I think he is just, man, like, the next season in the NFL, I think there's going to be some teams tanking early to get him in the following draft.
All right, who's next for you?
I got Andrew Thomas, left tackle from Georgia. So from everything that I've been reading, getting ready
big
from
time
college
tackle,
football,
yeah,
he's
help
supposed
the line.
He's supposed to be the premier tackle in college football. And I know we've been, you know, not questioning, but we don't know what the offensive line is going to look like here in Columbus because there's been turnover. So you get a guy like that who's being regarded as the best tackle in the land, give me that cat all day.
Yeah, I'm gonna copy your plan there for a tackle, and I'll take Stanford's guy, Walker Little, fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can play him on the right side. Having Thayer Munford as your only returning offensive lineman, I know tackle is going to be vital here. And so to have, like, maybe the top pick at tackle in the draft,
right?
For what you're talking about, this guy here for Stanford, he's a first-round pick as well. He might be the second or third guy. I think Washington's got one of the great ones this year, too. But adding tackles to your offensive line, it's humongous. The more protection we can get for Justin Fields, the better.
As we sit here, Timmy, on July 30th, on a scale 1 to 10, how scared are you? Not scared. How worried are you about the offensive line?
Just I'm not that worried.
You're not that worried.
I would definitely add one of the top tackles in the country if you were giving me the chance to do it.
But I'm just talking about what we got here in the city. What do you think, like, right in 1 to 10? I'm at about a 4.5. I think they'll be okay, but there's...
The higher I go, the panic level is greater?
Yes, I'm at a 4.5 right now.
Call me a 4 then.
Okay, so we're in the same...
We're lower than you now.
But we both are acknowledging... Some dudes are going to have to step up, man, because it just nothing else is going to happen offensively if those dudes aren't blocking people. Like, it's not going to happen.
You know what else I wanted to do? This is more of a credit to where I am with all of the pieces on Ohio State's offense right now.
Yeah.
I want to grab a, will you count a kicker for me?
That can work.
Will you count, like, me grabbing the best kicker?
I'm all in with that. That's a critical position. It's critical. It's not sexy to talk about.
Is the Syracuse dude, the kid who won the award last year? I don't even know how to say his name. It's like Sism. Do you know how to
Andre
say
Schmidt.
Schmidt. That's how you, that's Schmidt. S.
That's how I've heard it. Yeah, that's
M-Y-T.
How I heard it.
I got to say, I was expecting a much more difficult name than Schmidt.
Schmidt. He's the Groza winner. I mean, we got Blake Hobiel here. Great.
Yeah.
But throwing in the best kicker in the country.
It's important. It's important.
It's so important.
Especially when you talk about here in Columbus where you get some elements late in the season.
Yeah.
Even inside the Big Ten, traveling on the road, you just never know what you're getting.
Our next guy coming up, I think I saw, didn't he say he wants to be better than...
Jake Seibert wants to be better than Nugent.
Better than Mike.
Heavy stuff, young man.
Woo.
But I like that. I like his confidence. I like his confidence.
All right.
One more. I'm going to Purdue. How can I not? How can I not go get Rondale Moore? How can I not go get a guy where you put him in this H-back role with these dudes on this year's team? That's terrifying for a defense. With his blazing speed going east and west and his ability to go north and south and take it to the crib and go 80 yards in the blink of an eye? Give me Rondale Moore on this team. You like that?
I wanted him too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my fifth too.
He's
Rondale Moore.
Problem. I can't wait to see him in year two.
And I can't believe I added two wide receivers to a positional group that I already love. But Rondale Moore, oh my God. Like the stuff you can do with him, the stuff he did to us.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what
he's gonna
that's
be doing
about.
That to a lot of teams this season. A lot.
And there was that little thing about being recruited by the Buckeyes too, but you know, wasn't recruited that hard.
You win some, you lose some. We talked about it. Yeah, you're going to miss on some guys. You're going to hit on a lot here at Ohio State, but you're going to miss on some too.
Speaking of recruiting, CB, did that hit yet? I know when we started the segment, we're looking for something with Jalen Knight and the running back that the Bucks were after.
No, not yet.
Not yet, but it's going to happen maybe in this hour, and it's probably not going to happen, so we'll keep you up to speed on that. All right, one of the power programs in our conference just signed up for a big matchup. That and more in the Big Ten Insider next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
It's a new era for the black and gold. We are your home for the crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right, we have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
I'm Maggie Griffin, and I'm working to end hunger in my community. I saw families with no access to fresh, healthy foods and knew I had to find a solution. At Ohio State, I connected farming and social work to build a solution from the ground up. And now, I deliver nourishing produce to my neighbors who need it most. All of this because I chose to be a Buckeye.
Find out more at osu.edu/stories.
Sunshine, open roads, and fun. It's Toyota Joyride season. Now through July 31st, get $1,000 cash back on the rugged new 2019 Tacoma. Get a gas-powered Highlander with $2,500 cash back. Or get $3,000 cash back on a new 2019 Sienna minivan or full-size Toyota Tundra. Cash back excludes TRD Pro. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatments. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Buckeye Nation, for the first time ever, 3- and 4-game mini plans are available this football season. Enjoy ultimate flexibility featuring unique seat locations each game. Football packages include Big Ten and interstate opponents. Be here for the action. Be here for the excitement. Be here in Ohio Stadium and experience football game day this season. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com to purchase your football tickets today.
All NFL, all the time. It's the NFL Hour with Matt Hayes and Joshua Perry.
Live and local every Tuesday night at 8.
If you're out of the loop on NFL news, it's your own fault. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
This brown bag lunch, this staycation, this do-it-yourself oil change, this second shift at work. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. It's the same as it takes to protect them. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Diamonds Direct's once-a-year store-wide ring sale is coming. Next weekend, August 2nd through 4th, get extra savings on virtually every ring. Engagement rings, wedding bands, eternity bands, three stone rings, thousands of rings on sale. Lowest prices of the year and special financing up to 48 months. Top ring designers are flying in truckloads of the hottest new style. Just released at the Vegas Jewelry Show. Fashion rings, colored stone rings, stackable rings, all included. Diamonds Direct's annual summer ring sale. Next weekend, August 2nd through 4th, only at Diamonds Direct on Polaris Parkway.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Running short on equipment? Bobcat Enterprises has a full line of Bobcat equipment, attachments, and more available for rent. Keep your job up and running. Contact your authorized Bobcat equipment dealer, Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg at 800-4-BOBCAT for pricing and availability.
The Buckeyes Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's Big Ten Insider. All the news and notes from across the conference.
Brought to you by United Dairy Farmers. United Dairy Farmers are keeping it fresh in the neighborhood. Handmade malts, nitro cold brew coffees, and so much more.
Getting on to Big Ten things. Timmy Hall, Matty Ice in with you tonight on the Buckeye Show. Filling in for Beamer. Thank you very much, my man.
I got you, man.
It's very awesome.
Appreciate it.
You just pointed out, this guy played in the Big Ten. He played right here at Ohio State. Maybe falling in line with what all the other offensive linemen are doing after they're done. On the NFL Network right now, you got Boone up there doing
Alex
some
Boone,
things.
Man. Alex Boone up there. Looking, he's taking the Joe Thomas route where he's just dropping all the pounds. Is he officially retired or what? That's what I wanted to ask. I don't know what's going on with Alex Boone because I know he's around there with San Fran balling, you know, when the Niners were killing it. And all that stuff, but I haven't heard much about
him. He's a free agent. I don't think he actually retired yet. Yeah, he did not jump onto a team just yet.
Okay. Well, he's in the media world. Like all these former Buckeyes around here, they're taking over.
It's a fine place to go if your playing day is going to be over. Stay connected to the game. Yeah, especially if you get in with the folks at the NFL Network.
In Cali?
And he's been out west, too. Yeah. You know, with Arizona. He was with Arizona. He didn't play last year. Okay. Wait a minute. But I don't see him listed as retired.
It might be a wrap. He may have not.
Yeah. Sometimes the league chooses it for you.
Right. So now you dip into this world a little bit and you make it happen. You get a nice little clean scarlet and gray three-piece suit on up there. So
that's not bad.
Man, it's just
not bad.
Everywhere you look now.
Scarlet tie. Everything scarlet else tie, is gray. Yeah. Looking good, though.
Man, across college football, man, in the NFL, there's Buckeyes really doing their thing. And here at the Fan, we got a lot of those dudes too. One that you can catch with me here in about 40 minutes on
absolutely,
the NFL.
Absolutely. Joshua Perry. Perry going to be with you, so that we're looking forward to that. I liked doing that show last week. We had a fun little hour talking NFL things when it was me and Matt Andrews while you were out doing some vacation things. So here was the big one here. Alabama adds a home and home. You could say Wisconsin adds a home and home.
Right.
They're playing each other. I'm stunned. You don't see the Crimson Tide do this all the time.
Man.
I don't want to see this switching like they had to play the game with LSU at Lambeau. I know that's sort of a cool deal to play a college football game at Lambeau.
No, we can't do any of that.
Do the home and home.
Yeah.
And that's what this is supposed to be as of right now.
Come on.
Scheduled way out in advance, like most things are, but 2024 and 2025. And I think CB pointed this out. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
CB pointed this out that the last time that Bama went north of the Mason-Dixon line, at least in a home-and-home game,
right.
Something that wasn't, we're not sure about neutral site games, if they had something that was north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Right.
My guess would still be no, because it seems to always be in New Orleans or Florida or Dallas at Jerry World. Like, that's it. It was Penn State on the road in 2011. That was the last time. And then it would be 2024 or 2025 with Wisconsin way up north. You talk about going north of the wall. First it was Penn State. Next it's Wisconsin.
Up there with the Wildlings and John Snow and all those people up there.
Yeah.
But I love this, Tim. I've been waiting for this stuff to happen. And I know, you know, up here in Big Ten country, a lot of us have been wanting this stuff to go down because, man, like Alabama, they play in some atmospheres down there for sure. But you come up to the north where it could be a little dicey with the weather maybe up there, and then they get that jump around going up there in Wisconsin. That's a different scene for them. That's a different scene, and the same goes for Wisconsin going down to Tuscaloosa. I want more of this. It's incredible. I want Ohio State to get in on any type of pairing with Bama, LSU, one of the big-time dudes from the SEC. We get a home-and-home going with them. Imagine the tailgate. The tailgate's here in Columbus, because those fans are going to want to come to Columbus. It's always, we got one of the most historical venues here, one of the most historical programs, so they're going to want to come up here. We'd obviously want to go down there. It'd be jumping, man. We got to get that thing rolling.
This is actually surprising to me. I'm looking at the next couple lines in this article, because this one's from AL.com, not from Wisconsin's point of view, and Bama's actually doing a little bit more than what, you know, I have seen them doing in the past with their non-conference scheduling, and specifically the home and home series scheduling. They've got some currently set now with Wisconsin. That's what we're talking about here in the Big Ten Insider. Texas, still south of that line, though. West Virginia.
Okay.
Notre Dame and Oklahoma.
And look, I love this, but I don't want these to always be, hey, we're going to go down to Jerry's World in Dallas and play there week one.
No, those says those home are home and home.
No, I'm just saying, in these type of scenarios in college football, I love this. Like, I absolutely, it's
I love
great,
it way
man.
More.
It's
way more. Experience
I think it adds
the
more
different
to the game.
Environments. It's
yes.
better for us on TV.
Yeah.
It tells you, look, I think it's more meaningful for your team. And I'm glad that one of the teams that's always favored to win the national championship will test itself at least in one of these years.
Right.
Put something on the line. Risk a little something. Give the rest of us a chance, really, is also a way I look at that.
You know what really has irked me about Alabama in the last couple of years is when they get to the second-to-last game of the year, the Iron Bowl, they always throw in that cupcake. Every single year. Why
every
do they?
SEC team does it. That's how they do it down
every
there.
Every year. Now, it may be smart to do it right before your big rivalry game, but this year, I look, they're playing Western Carolina before Auburn. It's a joke, man.
Talk about a tune-up. And then Saban will sit up there with his giant, oversized Coke bottle that you can't drink out of. It's just there for the sponsorship. And he'll bang the table a bunch, and you'll hear it on the microphone. I don't know why you're saying Western Carolina isn't a good team. I mean, do we just go out there and not even play?
Right.
I mean, what do you think we're doing all week? Just sitting on our hands?
He's definitely hitting us with that. But that bothers me how they do that. It's a de facto JV game where you can run the twos and the threes out for most of your game before you take on Gus Malzahn and company.
Found a little article. Let me run through these to finish up the insider. Because I love this stuff. Found a little article on NJ.com that was Rutgers themed, but we didn't care about Rutgers. I cared about what else they compiled. Non-conference schedules, future non-conference schedules for other guys out there.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Rutgers apparently has UMass, BC, and Liberty. Then they'll have a Syracuse at Temple in 2020, and then Temple and at Syracuse in 2021. Indiana, Ball State, Eastern Illinois, UConn at Ball State. But it's at Lucas Oil this year. Lucas Oil Stadium,
okay.
Ball State. Then Western Kentucky, Ball State, and at UConn in 2020. Idaho, Cincy, and at Western Kentucky in 21. Maryland, let's look next year at Maryland. Towson, right there in Baltimore, mm-hmm. Northern Illinois, and at West Virginia. Then in 2021, they're going to host West Virginia. So they got that. Michigan has got a road game at Washington next year, if you didn't remember that one. Ball State, Arkansas State, then 2021, the return, Washington at the Big House. How about Michigan State? Next year, they'll be at BYU, a little return game there. Yep. Toledo and Miami at BYU and hosting Miami, Florida, 2021.
The turnover chain?
There you go.
The turnover chain, Tate Martell.
D'Antonio, maybe against Tate Martell. Absolutely next year. Buckeyes, we've got.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Well, I've completely forgotten where we're at.
Oregon.
Okay.
On the road next year. You ready for that one?
Yeah, Herbert will be gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know how sexy their quarterback play is going to be. But no, you go up to Nike Town. I'm in on that.
Then you got Oregon back here in 2021. Penn State, they're going to be at Virginia Tech next year. Sounds like a fun little game. Then they have Auburn coming to their place in 2021. Illinois, at Virginia in 2021.
I'd be more interested to talk about Lovie Smith's beard than Illinois football.
How about, yeah, it's a fantastic beard, right? Iowa. Iowa's going to play Iowa State at home next year, like always. Then Colorado State also at home in 2021. So nothing. Way to go, Chops. Weak scheduling. Minnesota. How about BYU at home next year at Colorado in 21? Nebraska, Cincinnati at home in 2020. Big game for the Bearcats and Luke if he's still there. And at Oklahoma in 2021. I wonder if that's the start of a home and home there for the Huskers. That's big.
I always look at the schedule, and I asked you this during the break, and I said, what game do you think is going to get sticky this year? And I think we both agreed on what that game's going to be. And I think it's going to be week two. When Cincinnati comes up here with Luke Fickell leading the charge, I think that's going to be the first sticky situation they get into. And then following that, you got a Big Ten game at Indiana. So those week two, week threes, while they're going to be the more talented team, we know how tough Indiana is sometimes. They can be a thorn in your side.
That road game.
But yeah. Now you got Luke Fickell coming up here with a pretty solid team, and he knows what goes down here in Columbus. That's going to be interesting.
All right, we did this at the top of the hour, adding some offensive guys to this Ohio State team. Anybody, we're allowed to go out and pick any five guys we want to make this team better. And we actually showed some love and respect for Justin Fields and did not pick one of the other quarterbacks. We kind of sprinkled it around back there. We'll do the same thing, only we'll do the defense. That's next. Matty Ice is in tonight for Beamer. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Golic and Wingo.
Golic and Wingo. Wingo.
Mike Golic and Trey Wingo. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Ring your bell, Columbus. Set sail for Huntington Park in 2019 and catch the exciting action of Columbus Clippers baseball all season long. Tickets start at just $7 for adults and $5 for kids or seniors. There's always something for the entire family. Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays and College ID Night with drink specials all game long. And Sundays are always Family Days with ticket package specials and Kids Run the Bases. Don't forget the famous Diamond Dog Night throughout the season. For promotional info or to purchase your Columbus Clippers tickets, visit ClippersBaseball.com. Clippers Baseball, this ship rocks.
Shopping for windows is like shopping for a beautiful piece of furniture. That's how we look at it. Marvin Windows by APCO.
You got to know APCO is the place to go. Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I get that red like a sportscaster?
If you're just joining us here on the field, you can choose from four tasty footlongs or four 6-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each every day. Any choice is a winner. So score a 6-inch meal or footlong with $4.99 deals today. Now, back to the booth.
Hey, you guys want to go to Subway?
Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Walmart's tax-free and save.
Ohio, and save. August 2nd through August 4th is Walmart's tax-free spree.
Spree.
And save.
No tax means even more savings.
Spree.
And save.
Save on the latest school supplies like Elmer's 5-ounce metallic glue, just $3.97.
Spree.
And save.
Fashion like women's dresses starting at $9.96.
Spree.
And save.
And kids' jeans starting at $7.88.
Spree.
And save.
So pay no taxes, Ohio. Shop Walmart's tax-free spree August 2nd through August 4th.
Spree.
And save.
Offer good in Ohio on eligible items.
Cool off with Logan AC and Heat Services. Now you can save 50% off an air conditioner with the purchase of a Trane furnace. And get 0% APR financing for 60 months. For fast, friendly service, choose Logan Services.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 32 days.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station. The Fan.
Are you paying too much for car insurance? At Root Insurance, we could cut your rate in half. Here's how it works. Root doesn't insure bad drivers, and that means you don't have to pay for their accidents. Everything is in the app. Just drive like you normally would for a few weeks. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that gives you extra cash to buy something you really want. Download the Root Insurance app today. Not available in all states.
Here's what Root members are saying about our car insurance. Wendy told us that saving $1,100 a year with Root has her grinning from ear to ear. Cody wrote on Facebook, I can now eat steak and lobster instead of ramen with my savings. And AJ let us know that the Root test drive has made him a better driver, which is great because good drivers save up to 52% on their car insurance with Root. Want to see what people are talking about? Download the Root Insurance app today. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews by actual customers.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with our award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I'm Wilson Flores, and my research will soon be in outer space. I want to enable astronauts to travel farther. At Ohio State, I connected my passion for engineering with biology students to study the effects of zero gravity on muscle strength. My faculty mentor inspired me every step of the way. All of this because I chose to be a Buckeye.
Find out more at osu.edu/stories.
4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. And for the rest of the segment, hitting the oxygen mask. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, Timmy Hall, Matty Ice tonight. He's in for Beam. Happy to bring a little Tuesday episode of the Buckeye Show your way. We're doing this game, this little fantasy that just feels dirty. Picking people who aren't Ohio State Buckeyes and bringing them in in hopes that it'll help us achieve a national championship. But we know we can't do it because it's not going to happen. So
fantasy land.
It's just fantasy land, and it's just off-season fodder. It's really what it is.
Well, you heard during the commercial
walked
break.
Walked right into it.
32 days, folks.
32.
32 days until Lane Kiffin comes up here and tries to get it in against the Buckeyes.
I feel like with when I play these kinds of games too, I can't just go and rattle off like the five obvious best players in the country.
Well, I do.
So if you listen to my
those are dudes I want to add to my team.
No, I don't think you did. In the for offense,
awesome. Jerry Jeudy.
Well, he's one, but
Andrew Thomas, the best tackle in the game.
But then you went to DeAndre Swift,
and he's one of the best running backs in the country this year. He will
be, but he's not like a consensus like top five player in the country for offensive guys.
I did add some of the top guys. I didn't really, you know, I want those dudes. I don't want dudes I've never heard of coming up here. We're trying to win a chip.
Who's saying that you've never heard of these guys?
You came at me saying you don't want to pick from the top. I'm saying those are the dudes I want on my roster.
I mean, I know I picked a kicker who I didn't even know what his name was, but that's my point. I got to spice up. I got to shift up the list. I got to hit you with a Syracuse kicker. You'll be like, oh, why? Why would you pick that guy? Right. Well, because I don't want the list to be boring and just be the five best offensive players out there that exist.
Well, my list is going to be boring because these are ballers that I got.
So why don't you start? We're doing defense now. I mean, we had more holes to plug up.
Yeah, fair to say. I'm going on LSU. Grant Delpit.
That's mine, too.
He was good last year.
I got him, too.
Yeah, he was really good last year. I think my mentality was just with the safety position. We talked about it earlier with the new bullet and all that stuff and Sean Wade and all that. You get this dude in here, a solidified NFL player right now, next to Jordan Fuller. That looks good. I can interest you in that.
That's one stud that I'm going to share with you because he's one of the best players in the country as well. I'm going to take the dude that is also really, really versatile for Clemson and his and their defense there, Isaiah Simmons, who went from safety
name.
To linebacker. This guy can, he's just a stud. He can do it all. I think more outside linebacker help, the better for this team right here.
How about this name? I'm staying in the Big Ten for this one, and I'm staying in the linebacker room. Like a little Paddy Fisher. Can I bring him on down?
Paddy Fisher from Northwestern.
Can I bring him on down?
He's a stud.
He's pretty good, right?
He's a stud.
Pretty good player. I just, every time I caught Northwestern, he was making plays. He's always been making plays. And I don't know if he'll be a great, you know, NFL linebacker or what, but in college, he can get the job done. So if you add him to this, you know, room under Al Washington and Madison and all these coaches, man, I think you get him in there. You know, you got some silver bullets flying around.
I'm bringing in, if you're doing that, then I'm also going to go with Purdue's guy, Marcus Bailey, who has, I swear he's just got like a million tackles. He just...
in the right spot at the right time.
150 tackles a year for this guy, Marcus Bailey. And you know what's great about him is that he's from Columbus. He's from right here. He played, I think it was Hilliard Davidson, if I'm wrong about that. I'm sorry. I know it wasn't. I don't think it was Bradley, because that's the school that I live closest to. It was either Davidson or Darby. But either way.
He's a good player.
Dude being from out here, got to be a part of that win over Ohio State last year. A guy that just can bring down the ball carrier.
I like that. I like that
leader
a lot.
Too.
I'm going back down to Clemson, too. And I'm going to go A.J. Terrell. He plays corner. A little cornerback for them. Maybe not a household name right now. But I think he'll be in the mix. They're going to be in the spotlight a ton, obviously, at Clemson, playing a lot of, you know, primetime games, or people just trying to find Clemson whenever they can to see them do their thing. But I think you throw him, you know, with Arnett, Okuda, Wade, get some more depth in that cornerback room, because that's what you need, right? Some of these DBs are smaller dudes. They get nicked up easily, tackling some of these running backs and tight ends and all that stuff. You get some more depth in that cornerback room, rotate some bodies in there with a guy like that. I like it.
Give me Bryce Hall. He's from Virginia.
I like that.
Again,
name.
And he's also, like, I'm trying to vary up the list a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a dude who you're probably not all that familiar with because he's in the ACC and he plays for Virginia.
Right.
And the team's never really very good. I like the idea. I'm trying to think of who the dude that got drafted out of Wake Forest. I think he was picked by the Houston Texans. He was on that year of Hard Knocks. And, like, it's those kinds of players that I really respect.
Right.
They also had Curry on that Wake Forest defense, who he didn't wind up.
Vinny Curry?
Aaron Curry?
Or Aaron Curry.
He was like a top 6 or 7 pick in
Who's
the draft.
Vinny Curry? Vinny Curry's somebody, right?
Vinny Ray was a Duke guy that went to the Bengals. Also love that dude. Players that are with those crappy college programs that still get the job done
right.
And live out their dream and become a really high NFL draft pick. I want one of those guys on my powerhouse college football program. That's why I'll do Bryce Hall for more of my cornerback help.
Vinny Curry, by the way, plays for the Eagles. So that
Vinny
name,
Curry.
There you, I knew
okay.
I recognized.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Curry,
all right.
I remember him, man, at Wake. And when he went to Seattle, I believe is where he got drafted. And he just,
it didn't work out. I think he had the injury, but he also just was in the, it was just a bad fit for him,
right.
The type of player he was, which doesn't make any sense if you're going to draft a guy that high and not have him in the best fit. But either way, yeah, that's who it was. So, Kevin Johnson was the cornerback I was thinking of.
For the Texans. I do remember
Kevin
that.
Kevin Johnson.
Because they highlighted his sister in the series, who was a cheerleader for the Baltimore Ravens.
He plays for the Bills. Yeah.
He now plays for the Bills.
He plays for the Bills.
So the last guy on my list, Tim, I didn't have a clue who he was. Until I watched a little clip of Gus Malzahn at SEC Media Day. And the only reason why this dude is on my list is because of his name. And I kid you not, it's Big Cat Bryant.
Big Cat.
Big Cat Bryant, defensive end for Auburn. Solid. Has played a little bit down there. Was reading some stuff on him today. He may have had some NFL potential. But we know how Larry Johnson does things with that Rushman package. If you can play consistently under Larry Johnson and produce, you're going to find your way playing. You know what I'm saying? On that defensive line. So he's a guy that's been waiting out his turn down there at Auburn from what I've been reading. But once I saw the name Big Cat Bryant.
Big Cat Bryant is a fantastic name.
Right?
You got to throw him in there.
Yeah, you could hear Paul Keel saying that right now. Big Cat Bryant.
Big Cat Bryant.
Yeah, you like that. So that's my last guy on defense. What do you got?
My last guy is going to be someone from right here in the Big Ten. And I got to give another just phenom edge rusher to Larry Johnson.
Do it.
And that's, I mean, I know Coop is going to have, he's going to have a good year.
Local product.
He's going to have a good year, but AJ Epenesa he's one of these big time freaking players.
It's
for Iowa. Rip him away from a Big Ten team.
Yeah, I like that.
Maybe I should take a player though that
stick with that.
Gonna face.
Especially Iowa from what they know.
Yeter Gross Matos from Penn State.
Inside the East Division.
Because we're in the East right there. I think I want to do that. I think I want to flip on the fly there.
I like him, but
AJ's great. Let's take a player that we're facing this year off that team. That matters, too.
It does matter, but I want the dude that could potentially be a top 10 pick. That's what I want. So give me AJ. In your scenario, dude from Penn State, he's a good player, really good player. But this AJ cat's supposed to be the one competing with Chase Young as the first defensive end taken off the board.
Yeah, he probably is. I think Gross Matos is going to have a hell of a year.
He's a dog.
Big year.
He's a dog.
Got Kenny Willekes in the Big Ten East for the Spartans. Got the dude up in Minnesota. Heck of a player.
I think there's going to be some pretty, I was talking to CB about this earlier. I think there's going to be some pretty solid quarterback played inside this conference this year. I really do.
Starting with Adrian Martinez.
See if he can take that leap in year two. Obviously here in Columbus, Lewerke's okay. Right?
A lot to prove. Bad year. He got benched in the Buckeye game.
Got a veteran guy, though. I'm interested to see Northwestern, Hunter Johnson, former five-star recruit. Obviously, you got Shea Patterson coming back, veteran dude with a lot of receivers at his disposal.
Purdue guy's been there for a while. So they had the two QB system.
I think we're going to see some good quarterback play in the conference this year. I do. I'm not talking high-end NFL guys week in and week out, but I think there's going to be guys that can scare you in some moments during games. And that's the most important position.
Iowa's got the QB that's been there.
Nate Stanley. Yeah, you just look around the conference, man. There's some dudes that are either transferred into the conference or have been around that have seen a lot of football.
All right, so we added some guys.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, shoot, you're going to be better off for it.
Right.
I mean, it's going to create more competition. Once we get over that stuff, you welcome them in as teammates.
Thank us when the confetti's fall.
Yeah. It's about winning the championship,
that's
right?
It.
You just got to figure out a way. So Joshua Perry, he should be here. Did you see him through the glass?
He's over there working.
All right, we'll give you some of the. We'll also give you some of the key dates to set your calendar to for Buckeye football camp. You heard 32 days,
yes sir.
Closer to Buckeye football camp getting going. That is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The first and the best. Your home for all things Buckeyes, Jackets, and former linebackers making inappropriate innuendo. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1897, the Byers family has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. Over the years, we've gone from horses to horsepower. Still family-owned and operated, our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in town. Today, we have 8 locations, 16 new car brands, and over 3,000 vehicles to choose from. So new, used, certified, or service, Byers Auto has something for everybody. And you can find it all on one website. Visit ByersAuto.com.
Byers Auto, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Just like no two people are exactly the same, neither are their cancers. There is no routine cancer. That's why the James is pioneering discoveries into what makes a patient's unique cancer start and stop. By understanding the genetic makeup of each patient's cancer, we're leading the way to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Can't get enough Buckeyes? We've got you covered. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wednesday nights at 8. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If it's bling for your finger, it's on sale next weekend at Diamonds Direct. Yes, it's
Diamonds Direct's annual summer ring sale, August 2nd through 4th. Best prices of the year on all rings. Extra savings on thousands of engagement ring mounting.
Plus all eternity bands,
all fashion rings,
all wedding bands,
all colored gemstone rings.
Take your existing diamond and give it new life with a new setting.
And save like never before.
Meet the designer.
See all the newest ring styles.
It's 3 days of extra savings on all rings. August 2nd through 4th only. And only at Diamonds Direct.
On Polaris Parkway.
The lady on the phone had a problem. She had been told she needed a new air conditioner and was calling to get a second opinion. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. We sent Jeff out later to look at her system. When he put his gauges on the air conditioner, he found it was completely empty. So Jeff pressurized the system and found the leak. Inside the air conditioner, there was a perfectly round hole the size of a sheet metal screw in one of the copper tubes. What caused the hole? The chances of a perfectly round hole in a straight copper tube happening through wear are about the same as being caused by a chipmunk with an attitude and a drill. Draw your own conclusion, but the first company pays commissions to its techs to sell replacement air conditioners. At CARE Heating and Cooling, our techs are paid to fix air conditioners, not sell them. But if a new air conditioner is needed, a specialist will advise you as to your best choice, and you will find our cost to be surprisingly affordable. CARE, CARE Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING. When you need a company you can trust.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Common Man here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com. Pick your show and enjoy the podcast. On demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. They didn't play in college, but they're really good at throwing those tiny rubber footballs. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, we're just having a fun conversation. We'll bring it to you with Joshua Perry, who just sauntered in here. He and Matty Ice, they will stay for the NFL Hour. Yes. Matty, thank you so much for filling in the last couple days. It's been awesome.
Thank you, man.
I have a little announcement on who I'm going to be hosting with tomorrow. I think you'll enjoy it. You haven't heard him before, to my knowledge, ever on The Fan.
Yeah.
That's to my knowledge. But Joshua, you were at the fair today.
Yes.
What were you doing out there? Will you let him know?
We had a steer show. So it was a charity event. We were showing steers. So you've got these 1,300-pound cows, basically cattle, out there. And we were paired up with a 4-H student from around the state, and we were showing their animals. So you kind of go out there. There's a showmanship grade. There's a, you know, best cattle grade, the whole deal. And you're parading them around the pen. It was really interesting. I was filling in for Bobby because he's out.
Bristol Bob.
Stunning. He's like, JP, can you come and do this? I'm like, cool. So I show up and I had an hour to learn what I was supposed to do. Now, all these people had two or three practice sessions right. that span multiple hours of learning, and I had to do it in an hour. But it was really cool. It was a charity event for the Ronald McDonald House, over $100,000 nice. When we left, and they were still counting money. So
that's good stuff, man. Yeah.
Matty, this is how basic I am when it comes to this type of stuff. When it comes to this, like, this world of agriculture and farming and raising
right.
pigs and cows, when I heard there was some kind of steer show, I automatically thought that that meant Bobby or whoever was going to be in the rodeo.
Which, by the
that's,
way,
that's
I would
all.
Pay a nice chunk of change to see Bobby.
Bobby would do a rodeo with his shirt off.
And Schlegs.
Yeah.
Schlegs would do the same thing. By the way, I got a text from Matt Andrews.
I thought you'd be riding a bucking bronco. Like, so that's all I could think of when Schlegs, I heard steer show.
That's in his wheelhouse, though, because he hunts hogs down in Texas, like, with a knife. I mean, shirtless with a knife, he's hunting hogs. So this would be his deal.
I got to tell you guys a story. I did an appearance 2 weekends ago. Now, Schlegs and Bobby were there, and Schlegs comes up to us. And he says Cardale is at his house building some
that
type
was
of
at Shoot Point Blank.
Yes.
Yeah, Schlegs.
So they
showed
were there
me too.
And Schlegs showed me a video or a picture of Cardale in his backyard at the time building some type of target practice thing for Schlegs' backyard. So yeah, Cardale, national championship quarterback, putting in work.
Schlegs said he did a great job
did
too.
Did he? Speaking of great
jobs, Cardale was building a shooting range.
He's a man of many talents.
On Schlegel's property.
I don't know if it was exactly a shooting range, but he was building something. There was a lot of
He's a man of many talents.
Matt Andrews, real quick, Timmy, our guy here at The Fan, he sent us a text saying Perry was a beast today, did a great job with that steer. So
what did you do to it? You walked it around.
Was it
on a leash?
What did you do? You just walked it around?
I don't know.
Some people can't barely walk a damn dog, let alone a 1,300-pound steer. Those things are ornery.
So my point being, it's going to do.
What are you doing?
It's going to do what
you
it's
have
gonna
to
do.
You have to
it's
walk
1,300
it.
Pounds.
You have to walk it, and then you have to place it. It has to be perfectly in a straight line parallel. It has to have the show side foot staggered back.
Show side.
It has to have the front legs kind of a certain way. And then there's a showmanship. So as you're walking around, you have to be aware of your surroundings, but you still have to be looking at the judge. And then when the judge comes around, they ask you questions about the steer. You do the whole deal. They'll rustle the fur. You have to brush it back to where it was before. It's a whole thing.
This ain't just
walking them around. Like, this
you gotta
is a
make
real
a speech
thing.
And everything.
Yes.
That's heavy.
So if it
and
decides,
I had an hour to prep.
I know. Wow. If it decides it's done with you, then what?
So Shelly Meyer's steer got a little wily out there.
Anxious?
Yeah, she was over there kind of. She had to walk it back and park it again and walk it.
She would work well with flamingos, right?
So
we know that.
She had a flamingo on her shirt.
Of course, right? There you go.
So Brutus was there, and he was in the pen while we were walking them around, and he spooked my steer a little bit. And I'm like, Brutus, damn you. I'm like,
you're
always over there banging on your head like an idiot, and then you're going to get somebody killed.
All right. I want some more stories about this.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the NFL hour when I get in the car. Okay. We got to finish this up now. This is all very fascinating. We're talking about steers. We got a show to finish up. Here we go.
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show. Where it's at. Where it's at.
So as we were saying, what's coming up for Buckeye Fall Camp here, Joshua, it's Friday, August 2nd. It's not 32 days to Buckeye football if you count Friday, August 2nd, the start of Buckeye Camp, and we're just going to get all sorts of stuff being fed our way. We'll be able to digest so many Buckeye football tidbits, yeah. So that's happening. You've got the other key date I'll throw out your way is Tuesday, August 6th. That's going to be when BTN is in town for the big old show. So we'll get a bunch of things there on Big Ten Network. So that's where it's happening right now. And tomorrow, I have learned that this guy,
Chimdi Chikwa,
that's going to be my co-host on the Buckeye Show tomorrow. So I am greatly looking forward to sitting next to Chimdi tomorrow. Maddie, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me. And what you're alluding to, I'm excited for Friday, man. It's on. Like, once we start getting those practices rolling, the season is here. 32 days. Let's get it going, man.
Joshua, you've had a busy day.
I have. I think I was supposed to be filling in the last 2 days, too. So he took some money out my pocket the last 2 days.
See what he did?
And then Chimdi, actually.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
How?
Somebody told me, hey, you're not filling in anymore.
You want to take this there? Blame James.
I think there was a copy and paste mistake.
Oh, it's James' fault.
Because Beam had to fill in for James.
Wow.
We'll do this on ours. See how you're trying to do me?
All right, bet.
Good. All right. I'm going to leave. More of that. That's coming up. Everybody have a great night. CB, thank you very much. NFL Hour next up on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Sunshine, open roads, and fun. It's Toyota Joyride season.
joy in every journey and destination. In every new Toyota, like the all-new, greater-than-ever Corolla and the first-ever Corolla Hybrid. Now through July 31st, get a new built-in-the USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. Get $3,500 cash back on the gas-powered, thrilling new Avalon. Or take advantage of great summer lease deals. For all Toyota offers, go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Buckeye Nation, for the first time ever, 3- and 4-game mini plans are available this football season. Enjoy ultimate flexibility, featuring unique seat locations each game. Football packages include Big Ten and interstate opponents. Be here for the action. Be here for the excitement. Be here at Ohio Stadium and experience football game day this season. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com to purchase your football tickets today.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adina's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Chris and Maddie Spielman talk about choices.
So, Dad, I know you're a spokesperson for Byers Dublin Subaru, but when it was time for me to buy my own car, out of all the dealerships in Columbus, you still told me to go to Byers. Why?
Well, Maddie, you know, I'm not just a spokesperson. I'm a customer. Byers is known for great service, selection, and price. And truth be told, I wouldn't send my daughter to just any dealership.
Great choice, Dad. I love my Subaru.
Find the car that's right for you. Byers Dublin Subaru. Off I-270 and Billingsley Road. Just look for the giant windmill.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.